It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British and American people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice.
We are ourselves, and if the British Empire and its commonwealth last for a thousand years, men will still say, this was their fight.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Escape of Cthulhu presents Actum Cthulhu, Assault on the Mountains of Madness by Jason Dural.
Those nice people like the Nazis, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I just have to point this out just because it's funny. I pressed the record button the moment before Steve said those nice people, the Nazis. So there's absolutely no context for that.
Totally out of context.
So someone want to catch us up on what happened last time?
So long ago. Oh, it was exciting, too. The saboteur may have been caught. Well, except for the one who killed himself. But yeah, I guess we met with Captain Pike, who is the builder, the commander of the building of the ship, but not the commander of the ship in action. And he was crazy. He insinuated that perhaps some of the issues might be sabotage related. And asked us to quietly investigate. We went to go see Commander Bell to let him know that this was our plan. He told us to get out of his hair and that the ship is a piece of crap and should never have been sent off into the ocean, and to make sure we do all the work we're supposed to do and not let our investigation interfere with that. Somehow, we spent the rest of the night not sleeping, and like 8 hours, we just kept going because we're superheroes, and we found that one of the people who was supposed to be on duty during the time of the sabotage had been replaced by somebody else, and we found the somebody else. And we chased. Oh, and then we. Yeah, Oswald. And then we found him in the port engine room, and he ran away and jumped over the ship. Probably died. But there is a one more person who is the person who set Oswald up to do this. Warrant Officer Embry. He's the one who warned Ralph that people were looking for him. And we have found him, and he has surrendered, and he's probably chewing down on a cyanide tablet as we start tonight's game.
Oh, he seems far too smug for that, from what I remember.
What did you say?
I said he seems far too smug for that, from what I remember.
Oh, right. Okay, good.
Overconfidence.
Yeah. So I think it is. So I'm trying to think. So up on deck, is so where is Warren? We stopped taking notes at some point because things got very exciting. So I remember we chased Ralph Oswald up onto the deck where he jumped overboard.
Yep.
And then I think we found Warrant Officer Embry in his – he couldn't be in his bunk. He must be back down in the engine room.
No, you actually found him in his quarters.
Right, so yeah, there's a bunch of people gathered around staring in.
Right. So after Oswald killed himself, you guys collectively said, well, that's enough of that. Now, who was this guy – who warned him, right? Because you found out, or I think Goetz or somebody found out that someone was there talking to Oswald just before you arrived and just before Oswald took off.
And we got his name, right?
Yep. So you collectively came back to the crew areas, found Warrant Officer Embry, and found that there was a gathering of people around because he was seated on a chair.
With a gun. A
gun in his hand. And as Lance Corporal Goetz was about to threaten and probably just shoot him.
No, I was trying to shoot the gun out of his hand is what I wanted to do.
Embry set the gun on the deck and surrendered.
Right.
So a couple moments later, just real quick, what's going to happen is the MPs show up, bundle him away, and... eventually, you guys can talk amongst yourselves what you want to do, but the various officers on the ship are involved, and there is a discussion about, well, what the heck did we do with this guy? What did he know? What did he do? Who was this Oswald character? So this is all... Embry has been placed in an interview room, and...
interview, air quotes, torture room.
There is discussion on what to do with him.
And did Goetz
aggressive asking? That's what it is. Aggressive asking.
Did you have a chance to make sure that he hadn't done anything to inspect the engine room?
No, I think that's exactly where we were headed.
Okay.
Before this happened, we were going to the other engine room.
Right. That's what I'm. Yeah. We went there, and he took off. And I thought you might have. You stayed. Yeah. Here we go. Goetz and Ferguson stay and check out the engines for sabotage. The rest of us trail Oswald to the deck.
Yeah. And there. So the other engine room has been inspected. The inspection being supervised by Corporal Goetz. And no evidence of sabotage had been found.
All right.
Well, I think it's time to get some sleep. We'll wake up and see what the MPs find. Well, will they let us in the interview room with him? I mean, is it... Are we like in the MP's, well, I guess the front office or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I want to interrogate this guy.
Yeah, and there's sort of everyone is kind of really dismayed at this this whole sabotage idea. Pike especially mentions that Embry has been with the Jeremiah basically since the beginning, since the keel was laid. And has worked closely with him and is really upset at these developments.
And who's saying this? Pike?
Pike, yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder if Jeremiah was turned or if he's been bad the whole time. Maybe that's
right.
What we need to find out.
I also want to know what the... what's his name? The guy that's running the boat.
Bell,
yeah. I want to see what he has. I want to see what his thoughts are on this or reactions. Because I mean, he basically said, "There's no way. There's no way," and he didn't care.
Well, and it does make one wonder if there has been sabotage all along, and that's why the ship has been having so much trouble getting up to speed.
Right. Maybe we could correlate Embry and this other guy's work to the prior incidents that happened.
I and think perhaps two, other people.
I think the two most urgent questions are, one, was it only Oswald and Emery, or is there like a hotel with a bunch of people? And the other one is, why did Emery surrender so easily when Oswald was willing to go to his death rather than give us any information?
Well, he obviously doesn't have any spine.
So did we toss his bunk, Jim, by any chance? That seems like a an obvious thing to do.
You have not, but the MPs will stand back if you want to. You know, you guys are the lead in the saboteur investigation. To answer the earlier question really quick about Commander Bell, he is very upset and angry at this.
Yeah, but please with us.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yep.
Maintain your own house.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying that to him, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, and these Americans think they're good at war?
Well, Corporal Getz, you were interested maybe in the investigation. Why don't we leave you and someone else who might be good with that here while the rest of us, or a few of us, go back and search his... he's a warrant officer, so does he have quarters by himself? Is that right, Jim?
He does not have quarters by himself, but he does have... He's not in, you know, one of the big common bunk rooms, but it's a smaller bunk room with himself and three other warrant officers.
All right, we're going to want to talk to those guys, too, I would think. So I'm willing to go back to the room if some people want to come with me. I mean, do you guys...
Why don't you take some MPs, round them up for... some questioning.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can separate them and keep their stories straight.
Put them all down in interrogation rooms, right?
And then I think before I interrogate this guy, I would like to actually go collect the evidence of the other, major incidents and see if there's any information about the two, the one dead and one still alive, saboteurs, to see if maybe we can get some more evidence.
So maybe just let the MPs here sit on him while we...
Sit on him.
Yeah.
Don't give him any cigarettes or water. Yep. Go in and punch him in the face every 10 minutes.
They never even asked me a question. Okay, so are we splitting or not?
Yep, so let's break it down. Who's doing what here?
I'm going to go pull information on the prior incidents and people involved in those areas to try and cross-reference some information.
Okay.
I'd like to go back to the warrant officer quarters first, kind of look around and maybe gather up the other people if they're there, and if not, after we have a look around, go round them up.
I'll go with Franklin. I'm not much of a brain, but I'm happy to help. Toss some bunks.
There you go.
I guess I will go with the lieutenant.
Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah. I'll go with Getz.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so how many incidents are we talking about?
Yes, I'll need your mechanical expertise, Ferguson. You'll need to help me look through these... logs and files, and it'll be very interesting.
All right, you and me, Philippe.
Okay. So, Monsieur Delamere and Mr. Franklin, you are headed back to the crew quarters.
Correct. Right?
And Getz, Popoff, and Ferguson are going to do some research. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So let's start with Monsieur Delamere and Mr. Franklin. So you can certainly make your way back to the crew quarters. That's not a particular challenge. You know, you can hear that the scuttlebutt about the two saboteurs, the one committing suicide and the one captured, is obviously very quickly getting around the ship. It's the news of the day. It's nearly the only thing anybody is talking about. You know, what did they do? Why did they do it? You know, the occasional, oh, I just had dinner with that, you know, that sort of thing. We were just detailed to work on whatever. And so, you know, that conversation is very quickly making its way around the ship.
Okay. Now, when you say the crew quarters, we're actually headed to the warrant officer's quarters?
I presume so, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Back to Embry's quarters, where Embry's bunk
is. Yeah.
Okay.
Lead on, Franklin.
And what would you like to do there?
Okay, well, when we walk in, are any of his bunkmates there?
They are not. Not in the room itself. There is an MP standing guard in front of the room. You know, he's been detailed to keep people out of the room until he's told otherwise, basically.
Brilliant.
Excellent. But he's familiar with us, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. We'll just stop and have a quick conversation. Anybody try to get in the room?
No, sir.
Okay, excellent. Are you familiar with Embry's bunkmates, the other warrant officers?
No, sir, I am not. But he looks at the names on the door and says, well, there's such and such and such and such and such and such. I'm sure you can find where they are, where their current duty is very easily.
Sure, certainly. Let's,
are the bunk assignments obvious from the name tags, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's just go through everything was my thought. I mean, I think, you know, the military is not a democracy, and
I'm good.
Concentrate on Embry, but quickly spread our search around.
Sure. I'll take such and such and so, and you can start with Embry and
Embry and
see what we find.
The other guy.
Yep.
Yep. The other guy.
Okay, how about some spot hidden rolls?
All right.
Let's see where I am with spot hidden. Okay.
Hello.
Pretty good.
Oh, that's a pass.
Yes, that's a pass for me. You want to do one for each person or just one?
No, just one is fine. Because by and large, you don't really find anything that strikes you as suspicious.
Okay.
You know, one of the officers, you know, has, you know, a stack of letters from his wife. You know, another has, you know, pictures of wife and kids. You know, the other has, you know, pictures of a couple girls. Embry doesn't really seem to have a whole lot of personal effects. You know, none of them really have a whole lot of, yeah, I mean, obviously there's not, you know, going to be like rooms and rooms of stuff. You know, a couple of people are reading books, that sort of thing. You know, the usual sort of uniforms and some civilian clothes. The only thing, you know, searching, kind of digging through the entire room, the only thing that stands out is something that was actually pretty obvious when you walked in the room. And that is that sitting on Embry's bunk, kind of laid on its side, is a small, and when I say small, you know, small like 2, 3, 4 ounce kind of size glass bottle.
Yeah, what's this?
The kind of with a and lying next to it, but off of it, so you know, not stuck on it, is a cork.
And the bottle is empty.
The bottle is empty.
Sniff it
when you pick it up to take a look at it. You can see that there's a film of liquid on the inside. You know, just kind of the last, you know, eighth of a drop kind of thing. That's just kind of coating the glass. That does have a little bit of a bluish tint to it.
Okay.
I think what we're going to want to do is find the doctor and also get a something down Embry's throat to make him
throw it up.
Yeah.
What is it? What does it smell like?
It smells like you need to make a sand roll. Actually, it smells really. It smells of death.
Meat. Okay.
And putrefaction.
That is a smell I have often smelled rotting on the shores of the sea.
Now, am I misremembering, or isn't Embry the one that jumped off the ship?
Nope, Embry is the one
you
that
are misremembering.
Okay, all right.
Oswald jumped off the ship. I passed as well.
Okay, yeah, no worries then. But yeah, it's, I mean, it's, and it, you know, it's not just, oh, it smells like something died in there. It's strong.
It's right. Concentrated essence of cork it. Yes. Yeah, so do you want to tell the MP to send a doctor to Embry?
Well, I think he's doing the right thing about sitting on the room right here, but we certainly need to get a word to the doctor. That may just be another errand for us before we go.
I can run.
Okay.
I can do that. So yeah, I will run until I find some other, I guess until I find somebody, probably an MP that I could trust the message to, since they would find the doctor faster.
Okay.
And, say that, Embry has taken some form of poison and we should, induce vomiting.
Take this bottle and see if you can determine what it is, maybe.
Make him take some charcoal.
And send the bottle along to the maybe I can just, I probably know where the medical quarters are.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I'll just go there.
Yep.
I'll just go to the medical quarters and explain what we found, that it was empty, that he probably drank it. We don't want him to die. We need to know what it is. Maybe that's why he's acting kind of nutty.
Okay.
We need someone stat to get to it.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's cut over to Goetz, Popoff, and Ferguson. So you guys were going to do some research on...
A file drawer opens rapidly and loudly.
So you're looking. Ka-chunk. So you're looking for the records of the...
I would say major incidents. Kind of thing, yeah, yes. More major accidents. Okay. Not little stuff.
Okay. That will sound like... So, Bell will certainly give you access to those records, such as exist on the ship. And you may go through them. And you don't even need to make a library use roll.
Ooh. Oh, thank gosh.
Good news.
Because you can flip through them. There are quite a few. But they are all very clearly minor events. You know, a duct came loose from the ceiling and, you know, fell and bruised somebody's shoulder, you know, of this sort of thing. There really isn't anything that stands out
like
as this was
the engine
this
thing.
Is, yeah, this is something that would have severely impaired, you know, the operation of the ship or its crew or her officers. Right? They're all just, you know, the little kind of accidents that you would expect to see on a ship. There are more of them than you might normally, you know, there are more than you kind of would expect to find. But given the state of repair of the ship at the moment, that's not terribly surprising. And given the size of the ship, that doesn't surprise you that much.
Well, something that Max said is very important, which is kind of a cross-reference. The two guys we actually know caused the trouble. So basically take a look at their schedules and see if any of these happen around their assigned areas or something like that.
Sure.
Just, you know,
Yep.
Yeah.
That will require a either library use or accounting, whichever way you want.
Okay.
Okay. Now. Yeah. Damn it. Nope.
Let me check library use. Oh, I get the base. That's not very good.
Well, don't worry. Lieutenant Popoff is here to save you when you guys.
Oh, no. I also have the base. So, no.
51.
So, but when I'm looking at these accidents and the type of accidents, other than the fire, does it seem like they're meant to cause... I mean, there's lots of them. Are they meant to cause individual injuries to people, or as compared to sort of mass injuries?
The former.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're all small accidents.
Right, but only one target at a time is where I'm going with this.
Right.
Okay.
Does a target ever repeat itself?
Did you pass your library use?
No.
I mean, you can if you spend enough time, you can figure that out. So it's kind of just a question on how much time you want to spend.
Well, I guess Ferguson is just a guy that follows order, so he's gonna sit down and take all the notes he can and do all the cross references he can. So he's gonna spend all the time that he's needed.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I got it, boss.
Take 20.
I'll spend a solid hour. Does that yield anything?
Okay.
I will spend virtually no time because this is not. I am a man of action, so I will wander around, perhaps even swinging by the interrogation room at some point.
Okay.
But not in any particular rush to get there.
Sure. No problem.
You're not rushing to get there?
Ooh.
No, I'm
okay,
not.
So we will leave Grotz and Ferguson doing their research and note-taking and cross-referencing. We will briefly follow Lieutenant Popoff to the interrogation room. So you arrive to see that the ship's doctor and a corpsman are in with Embry, and the doctor appears to be examining him. The stethoscope's out, the tongue depressor, light in the eyes, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Is Delamere here?
Would you have followed the doctor after you had given the information, Philippe?
No, I think I would have gone back to get or to check in with and see what I'm supposed to do with
Franklin.
Not Ferguson, Franklin.
Okay. Yep, so Delamere is not there.
I will just sit and watch. I assume this is some sort of standard medical testing and just see how he reacts.
Okay.
Trying to take his measure.
Sure, we will cut then back to Monsieur Delamere and Mr. Franklin. So, first, Mr. Franklin, what have you been doing up to while Delamere has run his quick errand?
Well, I mean, we don't want to be separated too much. I guess I would spend maybe just a little bit more room or time with the room until he returns. And then, we need to find these guys' duty stations. That's the next step, is to kind of gather these guys up. Maybe I would have gone to... Yeah, you know what? I would have met him back at the MPs. He would have headed to the... maybe we can say that we're back in with the MPs to get a few of those guys to help us round up the other ones.
Sure.
Because that's kind of like a
good
plan.
And Commander Bell will help with that as well. Given the understanding that you want to talk to them, he has to do some duty rotation to take them away from their current duty, but he is more than willing to do that now that they're saboteurs. Very clearly involved. So that will take a little bit of time, but he will have everyone brought to interview rooms as well.
Excellent. Yeah.
So with that, we will cut back to Goetz and Franklin, who spend kind of the same amount of time as the gathering of crew takes to find that No. Neither Oswald nor Embry were involved in any of the incidents.
And there was no specifically targeted people from the incidents?
Not that you can tell. It seems to be a random distribution of ranks, of duty stations, of names.
Okay. All right.
There's nothing here, boss.
Yep. Yeah. I think you are correct. Well, let us get back to the others.
I gather all my notes and follow.
Okay. Yep. So I think by this time we can say that all the five of you are kind of reassembled in the general area where these interview rooms are. Embry is in one, and his three bunkmates are in another.
Okay.
I think whoever wants to kind of headline the interrogation could hit Embry while, you know, one or maybe a couple of us hit the other guys kind of alternately. I'm not, to be honest with you, I think we should definitely should question these guys to see if we get anything, but I'm not too.
Yeah, I say we question the men first, see if they know anything. And if not, we can lean on Embry.
So if you literally need one of us to hit them, I think Delamere may be your guy, but in terms of interrogation, it's probably best left to others.
So there is no intimidate skill here.
Yeah, there is. Now,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
I have a different character sheet. My character sheet has intimidate on it, but I don't have any points.
I have a pretty good psychology, so I mean I can kind of assess used to asking people questions about. So tell me about the ghost again.
I have a really good swim.
So
I'm working on how I can.
I have a pretty good persuade and an even better fist. So I think
that'll work. Why don't Popov? Maybe you do the asking.
If you wish, it's up to you. Of course.
As he and I exchange furtive glances, the real behind-the-scenes power struggle continues.
That's right.
Let's walk in one of the rooms.
Please, go ahead.
Officer such and such, perhaps.
Okay, so you're interviewing the Embry's bunkmates first.
I believe we will quickly go through them, yes.
Okay, so what? I don't think we need to roleplay them, but what sort of questions are you asking them?
Did you have any idea that Embry was a traitor? Did he do anything suspicious? Who were his friends? Would you write down their names on this piece of paper, please? You know, typical Russian
stuff. Was there a change in his personality at some point? That's something I'm kind of curious about. Did he change? Did something happen?
Okay.
Did he have visitors?
And I'm interested to know about how he spent his time, you know, when they were aware, other than his duty station.
Sure. Okay, so why don't you guys give me psychology rolls?
Oh, okay. Wow, Jim.
all of us, Jim?
Nope.
I got a
27 out of 60, so I guess that's hard.
I got a 27 also.
But again, you're not swimming, so.
Exactly. I may be at sea, so to speak, but I am not swimming.
Okay, so Mr. Franklin, that was, I believe, yes. So, you know, kind of as the questioning of the bunkmates is going on, you are convinced, and you may share this with the others if you wish, I suppose, you know, or not, that the bunkmates are, you know, being completely open and completely honest in what they're saying. And basically, you know, their kind of testimony wraps around that Embry seemed like a, you know, a very competent engineer and a good officer. If there was any fault to be found in him, he was somewhat arrogant, but they attributed that to just being a you know, posh Englishman. But beyond that, there wasn't really anything that that struck out. That stuck out.
Okay. At some point, when Sergei has said something like, "Okay, we're going to check with your friends, and if they don't, they're not telling the same story you are, it's going to go bad for you." And we all step into the hallway. I'll kind of share that. You know, these guys don't know anything. You know, I believe what they're saying. I think maybe we should check and see if the doc has gotten Embry to spill his guts, literally. And we should also spill his guts. Get him to spill his guts.
Would you give me a persuade roll? Because I haven't seen anything that makes me think you would have any idea how to do this. No, no, I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
Old trusty.
Yeah. Is trust porter, is that a skill? No.
So the, you know, at some point during this, the doctor would come by and say, you know, he hasn't done anything to Embry. He doesn't feel he needs to. Embry seems to be in perfect health.
Well, what on earth was in the bottle?
If he took something, he'd, you know, it's either, you know, the doctor has no idea what it might be. It's certainly not a poison that
smell it?
I need to worry about. But he will. You know, it's not like there's a full research chemist.
But did you smell
lab
it?
Lab available on the ship, but he will.
What is this about? What bottle? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
we found a bottle on Embry's bed with the cap off and all the contents missing. So we have reason to suspect that he drank this before we got him here. Have a smell of this.
When I smell this, Jim, does it remind me of when we were in that submarine base and that thing dropped out from the ceiling?
It reminds you that you need to make a sand roll.
Yeah, okay.
I guess me too. That.
Pass that.
Yeah, okay.
I made mine as well.
Yep, so no trouble there. I mean, I suppose it does in the sense that it's, you know, death and rotting and putrefaction. And the creature that you found in the subbase was certainly
doing all that. You know,
composed of dead and rotting and putrefying bodies.
Let me ask you this, Doctor. Seeing that we're dealing with saboteur that might bring the whole ship down, is there any reason why you chose not to make him uncomfortable?
Okay. Jim, does it smell like anything?
Sorry, really quick to Mr. Franklin there. He points to the medical caduceus on his uniform, taps it briefly, and then walks away and says, "I'll see what I can do to find out if I can find out anything about the liquid." But
douche.
First cause no vomiting.
You should always all trust right. Caduceus's.
Topical.
Sure.
Oh man. Okay, so Jim, does it smell like something that you could add to like an engine or fuel or something in the fuel system that would be bad for it? I don't know. enough about actual, you know, that stuff in real life to know if there is a way for me to detect that based off of the smell. But
give me a mechanical roll.
Because I'm thinking, if he didn't drink it and poison himself, he must have used it for some sort of sabotage. And the only thing they've done so far is sabotage the engine. God, a mechanical?
Are you sharing this theory out loud?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, probably not in front of him.
Well, no, but out in the hall or whatever.
We're out in the hallway. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. If he didn't poison himself, what did he do? No, that's a fail for me, Jim.
Okay.
But did he add it to the engine, or?
The air system?
Oh,
yeah.
You sure
smell it if it were in the air system.
Yeah.
Maybe. No. Not yet.
Yeah. Or the water.
What was the piece of equipment they were working on before?
It was the other engine. He was in the other engine room.
Mm. Yeah. We didn't get anything out of the those people that were in there. I know that.
I'll ask Ferguson. Can he make a mechanical repair roll?
He can.
If I ask him to think about it.
Yeah. Can we go ahead and try for mechanical repair all around while we're at it?
Okay.
No, 95.
I cannot think of anything that could be affected by this fluid with a 74. So, Jesus. Quick question, guys. Did we check Oswald's room as well?
Yes. We checked his bunk.
We didn't find any bottles like this one.
Yeah, he's not an officer, so he's out in general population with just a big room. And the only thing we could search, basically, was we opened up his bunk and his footlocker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe we must interrogate this man and find out.
Yep.
We can sit here and think about things, or we can... beat the crap out of this man.
Yeah. Pop up.
I have a 35 on sabotage, so maybe let me roll sabotage instead and see if I can think of something.
Reverse.
Oh.
Let me roll that. Nope, 88.
Hot tonight. Yeah, let's go ahead and have our showdown.
Let me get just real quick before you go into to talk to him on the same subject of, you know, what did he do with this? Let's get idea rolls.
Okay.
The players have obviously failed their idea rolls.
Yeah.
Success. I rolled a 6 out of 65.
Damn. I
keep failing all my rolls.
So, you know, there are certainly some good ideas that you've come up with of something, of things that you could add this liquid to, you know, that, you know, maybe it's some kind of special liquid that's going to screw up the diesel, or, you know, it's some kind of super concentrated poison that if he dumped it into the water system, you know, it would spread throughout the ship and make everyone sick or dead or whatever, or, you know, something that some kind of, maybe it's a volatile liquid that he could leave in an air duct and it would get blown all over you. Right. There's all those sorts of ideas that you've come up with that, you know, whatever this liquid is, are very good ideas that you could do something with if the liquid was of the appropriate type.
Right.
But it occurs to you that for all of these ideas to work, none of them are in his bunk where you found the bottle.
Right. Right. Right, he couldn't have done it in his bunk room.
If the liquid was intended as some kind of sabotage, he would have had to take it to, you know, wherever it was going to be, dump it out,
and then bring it back
for whatever reason, bring it back to his bunk and just leave it sitting out on on his bunk.
You're very smart, Jim.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah.
which certainly isn't impossible. I mean, maybe this is you know, one of those reverse psychology things where he's trying to trick you. But it occurs to you that you know the most logical explanation was your first one. He drank
it. He drank it.
Yeah, he drank it. Yeah. Well,
let's take the bottle in, and about the third or fourth question to throw him off balance, we'll break out the bottle.
Well, the doctor has the bottle.
Oh, that's right.
He's inspecting the contents.
So what if it is changing hands somehow? And that is very easy to you know, for the doctor to realize if he takes a blood test.
Yeah, does he have any
tentacles
sticking out of his back? Or
yeah, things like that, Or we, you know, is he getting stronger?
He is very healthy.
You should have questioned the doctor before.
We can make him bleed during the interrogation, boss.
Take samples.
Yeah, I have left it up to. What's your rank again, Sean?
Lieutenant
Popov.
Come with me. You would make a perfectly good cop. You're soft. He will believe you. It's a good cop.
Yeah, why don't we all go in?
Yeah, can we take into one of those, do we have here on the ship, like, one of those interrogation rooms where you know, people could be watching from the outside?
He's there waiting for us.
He's there right now.
Now,
Jim, one-way mirror and stuff.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, with mirrors. Yeah.
No, there isn't a one-way
follow
mirror,
up.
But you can look.
Did the MPs follow my initial instructions of punching him in the face every 10 minutes?
No, they did not. They assumed that you were.
Damn it.
They assumed you meant that as a joke. And instead followed normal procedure.
How many minutes have passed? I can punch him for all those times they didn't, sir.
By now, it's been at least probably a good 2 hours.
Let's get in there, and if he's going to die, we should interrogate him now.
Yeah,
let's go inside.
If it is a poison, we should maybe make this interrogation sooner rather than later.
I open the door.
I walk in. Thank you, Mr. Delamere. Thank you.
All right.
It is about time. I've been waiting.
I bet you have.
So, I'm sure you have questions. I would be more than happy to answer them. What can I do for you? Perhaps we can come up to some kind of a deal?
I believe that is absolutely possible. Absolutely. Do you smoke?
I do, yes.
I take out a cigarette and give him a cigarette. It's good for your lungs. Here, have a cigarette.
He's actually handcuffed.
He can lift his hands up with the cigarette.
He will take it.
I will light it for him.
He takes a puff. Very civilized of you. Thank you.
No problem at all. Now, tell us, why have you done this thing? Why have you done these things?
Well, because I was ordered to. Isn't this obvious?
That is true. Now, you are ordered. Who are you ordered by?
I was ordered by my superiors. The German government.
Uh-huh. And did they pay you well for this?
Well enough, I suppose.
Interesting. And, tell us, why don't you just confess to all of the things you have done here? So, for example, all these acts of saboteur. That is you, right? Or this other little man who jumped over the boat?
Oswald? Yes, Oswald.
Yes.
Oswald was the one who sabotaged the engine yesterday. Started fire. That was him.
So you had nothing to do with that?
Well, I didn't sabotage it personally, but I suggested to Oswald that now might be the time to do so.
Ah, Very good, very good. I have to say, you seem remarkably candid about these, and if I was in your situation, I would be much more concerned. Well, you seem to be...
I am being candid because I am concerned. Obviously, the jig is up, as the Americans say. So, there's not much left for me to do. I certainly have no interest in ending up as I am certain poor Oswald did. He was much more of a fervent believer, if you...
He's a bit of a coward, if you ask me. He could have fought us and died like a man.
Oh, when he says that Oswald was more fervent than he was, can we roll a psychology on that?
Go right ahead.
Ah, 69. This isn't pulp. I don't want to blow 9.
Well, it's good of you to confess. Tell me why is it so important that the Germans that we not arrive at the end point there? What's so important? Have they told you?
This I am afraid I do not know. The only thing I can tell you was that my orders were to, certainly not keep the ship and the fleet from arriving. That would be impossible for 2 saboteurs to accomplish, realistically. I'm sure you can agree. But to at least do what we could to slow the ship down, to keep the keep her from being as ready as she might have been.
So what sort of things have you done that we don't know about?
Well, what do you know about? I can tell you everything we did, if this is what you're really asking.
Let's start with that.
Oh, this is very easy. Oswald sabotaged the engines yesterday. This is the only actual piece of sabotage we have taken at the moment. We would have sabotaged the other engine probably tomorrow. One day right after the next seems a bit excessive. But perhaps tomorrow.
Are there any more of you on the boat? Just 2 of you, you say?
Just the 2 of us.
And, Mr. Lemaire, do you have any questions for our guest?
I kind of look at Embry and my fist and then at Popov and say, I don't think so.
I give you a silent nod.
I will whack him in the face.
He says, ouch. Are you like whacking him, trying to like actually do damage to him? You know, like you're fighting him and you want to make a fighting roll and roll to make him lose some hit points, or are you just smacking him to let him know you mean business kind of a...
Yeah, I don't think I'm likely to kill him. I will roll a... That is a hard success, which is just a normal deal. And I think that is going to be a D3 for 3.
Okay. That sounds good. He says, ouch, that hurt.
Mr. Embry, you've told us absolutely nothing we did not already know. That there was sabotage yesterday, that you were working with this other man, that he was more fervent than you. You've told us nothing. And you're looking for some sort of leniency? You know nothing about the Germans' plans. You're just following orders. We have nothing new here. All we know is that you perhaps didn't do all of the little things that happened on the boat. So tell me, dear sir, what new information can you bring to the table?
Well, perhaps you would like to know exactly which division of the German government has taken an interest in your cruise. that be of some value to you?
I believe Mr. Delamere would not have to hit you a second time if you would give us that information as a starting point.
Yeah, we are well aware of who is involved. I say in German to him.
And he responds in German. Oh, well then you don't need me to tell you.
I look at Delamere and I nod. Uh-huh.
Right. I'm just hoping I don't fumble because I'm going to break some fingers if I do. Oop, that's another hard success. Oop, and another 3 damage.
He says.
Apparently, a sitting target is fairly easy to hit.
Why are you hitting me? The corporal said he already knew, so there's no need for me to tell you.
Yeah, so why did we hit him, Corporal?
I say, boss, what is happening? What did he say?
It is the Nachtwolf, we all know.
Is this true? Is it the Nachtwolf, Mr. Embry?
Yes, it is.
So you've told us nothing new.
I am a member of the Nachtwolf.
Is he bleeding, Jim?
Yes, he is. Why don't you all make spot hidden rolls?
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah, we'll see if some of that ooze is coming out. It's probably going to regenerate.
97. Woohoo!
That's a normal success.
I feel bad about
my 93 now.
Fail for me.
Yeah.
In addition to probably a broken nose, which is bloodied, and a large, ugly bruise on one cheek, his skin generally, like not just around his face, but you know, on his hands and you know his the part of his chest, you can see where his shirt is open a little bit, is looking a little gray.
Yeah. What was in that bottle?
Kind of an unfortunate, an unpleasant sort of gray tinge to it.
What was in that bottle on the bed?
It was given to me by my superiors in the Nachtwolf. They said if I was to be captured, I should take it, that it would fortify me and help resist any pain from interrogation, and I must say it doesn't seem to be working because the Tino here is rather hard with his fists.
Seem to be far too trusting of your superiors. How does the British?
Go ahead. Frank, did you also pass your role there, Steve, or am I the only one who knows about the gray skin so far?
You're the only one who knows.
Yep.
So yeah, so I think so as Franklin is talking to him, Popov. Maybe I'll speak to him in French. I'm gonna assume Popov speaks French.
Well, as a highly educated Russian, he should speak
French. As a highly educated Russian and general civilized person of the world.
Yep.
It looks like he is beginning to turn gray. I don't think that is from my questions.
I look at you like you're speaking a different language, and particularly one I don't understand.
Popov, you idiot. And then I'll
switch. Say that in English or French?
No. No, and then I'll switch to English. But you could probably understand that.
Popov. Oh, yeah.
Look at his skin. I think we are losing him.
I am worried that we need to get out of this room.
Think he may turn into something?
Oh, he may explode with death. I don't know, but he's not giving us any interesting information. We should just go.
You can see he's actually sweating now.
Yeah. Is he sweating like clear, or is he sweating?
He's sweating what seems to be sweat, but it's got kind of a weird bluish tinge to it.
Yeah.
Popov, I think you have the right idea. He's going to explode in some goo.
Gentlemen, let us step outside.
Maybe we just throw him off the ship. What if he explodes?
Then he'll be inside a sealed room. I'm out of there.
In the middle of the ship.
I once again let De La Mer open the door for me to walk through. Mr. Porter, are you coming with us?
As you open the door and start to walk out, Embry starts to convulse.
Yeah.
I shoot him in the head.
And he's actively frothing at the mouth.
I have left the room.
Yep.
Corporal Goetz.
And I will shut the door if there's,
Corporal Goetz, are you shooting him, or are you leaving before Monsieur Delamere shuts the door on you?
Oh, that's tough.
Mr. Franklin, are you coming with us or staying in here?
If he started convulsing, it might take some doing, but I was going to try and just, like, pull my gun, shoot him in the head, run out the door.
There's a whole ship full of replacements for you. It's great.
Yeah.
Ferguson is already running to find a flame tower.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why he's running.
Okay, so Ferguson is legging it, looking for... Okay, so the question is to you, Mr. Delamere. Are you closing the door on Corporal Goetz, or are you holding it for him to leave after he shoots Embry?
I think if it looks, if it's a fast motion, yeah, I would hold the door for him. But if he stalls, I will shut the door.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's.
Okay. Yeah. So Goetz, take your shot. Bonus die.
13 is definitely a success with my Webley. That's a hard success. And that's 7 damage.
Okay. So you shoot him in the head. Embry's body convulses, falls backwards onto, he's sitting at the chair. Sitting in the chair, he falls backwards, the chair falls backwards with him. You rush out of the room, Monsieur Delamere shuts the door.
Yep. Porter's not stuck in there, is he? I never got a chance to answer, but it's against the wall. Yeah.
It's up to you. You can be in there if you want to. You can, if I assume you want to have left in a hurry with the others.
Yeah, Porter is, he may talk tough, but he's still not used to this violent thing.
Yep, that's no problem.
I put my ear to the door.
Well, there's a window. You can see through.
Okay. All right, cool.
You can see in.
I mean, maybe not cool. We'll know in a second.
The window's big enough. This isn't like, the porthole in a door, right? You can, it's kind of an office window kind of thing. So you can all look in, except for Mr. Ferguson, who is looking for a flamethrower. and indeed, you can all see a sand roll.
Yeah. Hey, what's the what does 100 do for me?
Pass.
It's pass for Porter, frankly.
That's a regular fail, not a.
Okay, so that's 0 sand loss for the passes, 1d4 for the failure, and of course the full 4 for the botch.
All right.
As you see. Embry's, well, first of all, actually, in addition to the sand roll, why don't everyone make a spot hidden roll?
Ooh, 11. That's definitely a success.
That's a fail.
I will burn 1 luck, if it matters, Jim, to make it an extreme success.
Okay. So you guys all kind of, shooting and running out the door happened very quickly, but as you're you know, as you come out the door shuts. Just as you turn to look, Goetz, you realize, you know, you hit him in the head, but you didn't actually see, you know, like his head explode and blood splatter everywhere.
Okay.
And you turn around and look, and sure enough, there's no blood splatter in the room. But what you all see is Embry's body convulsing on the chair, and then suddenly his body kind of goes limp and just starts expanding is the best way to describe it.
Oh, no.
And he, you know, it's like he's becoming bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoever said explode,
Jim.
Jim.
A lot bigger? Yeah.
Query.
Yeah.
Query. Do I have my grenades on me?
No, you would not be carrying them around.
God damn it.
You hear a kind of a guttural roar from inside the room. You can see that, you know, Embry's arms, you know, his forearms and his hands are becoming huge and thick and muscular, and he just busts out of the he busts the handcuffs apart.
I'm yelling down the corridor, man, help!
And,
stands
up and roaring, crashes into the door.
Yeah.
And the door,
leaning against it,
the steel door bows outward.
Oh no! Run back down the corridor and draw guns.
Okay. Goetz legs it to a safe position to draw a gun. Let's go to the next order. So, De La Mer?
Yeah, if he's telling me to fall back, I'm not against that.
Okay, Ferguson is still looking for his flamethrower.
Yeah, just let me know when I find it.
Goetz. realistic, if you're really going to look for your flamethrower, it's going to take you a while to get to it and get back. So probably all the fun stuff might be over, but we'll see how it goes.
You can come and pick up the dead bodies.
So go ahead.
I could just see Ferguson just like running down the halls of the ship, just like, oh, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, well, you know, if it is too far away, maybe get a machine gun or, you know, something heavy.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. We'll say that'll take you, let's say, four more rounds from now.
Okay.
To equip yourself with a heavy weapon. So go to your falling back to a position, pop off.
So the door just broke open straight down.
It has not broken open yet, but given the damage on the first impact, you expect it's probably not going to take more than one or two hits for him to bust out of there.
I will also fade back, but on the opposite direction from Goetz.
Okay.
Oh, good. You can see each hallway. Other.
Huh?
You can see each other.
Point. That's a good point. I will not do that. I will follow Goetz.
Okay.
The power struggle continues.
Stupid Dextorder.
Franklin?
I have one quick question before I say what I'm doing. How many MPs are kind of in this area as backup? How many extra hands can we...
Probably two.
Two. Great. Okay. Yeah, like the others, I'd like to fall back. I want to fall back towards the door to this ship.
Yeah, would you back, say that we're... Back to another door.
Yeah. Would you say that we're all armed? Would we have carried our sidearms with us? Or...
You would definitely have your sidearms, yes.
Okay. Then I will draw, and again, standing near the door, the idea would be to draw and point, aim at the door.
Okay, so yes, there is another kind of loud crush and punch at the door, and the door just flies off, bangs against the far side of the hallway, and this huge, hulking, grayish monster, humanoid monster, kind of steps out of the room.
Wow.
Kind of
coated in this vaguely blue sheen of slimy something. It turns in your direction and roars, Monsieur Delamere.
Wow. I do not have a gun. Throw my knife into his chest if I can, as I am sort of backpedaling away from this horrible. Ooh, 07.
Nice.
Is an extreme success, if that matters. It's not an impale, right? Because that's an 01.
Right.
Okay, so that is one of these guys. Ooh, yeah. One damage.
Okay.
Which probably is absorbed.
So the knife kind of sticks in his shoulder. A little bit, the tip anyway. almost looks like he's ignoring it. You can see there is kind of a blue slime kind of welling out around where the knife embedded.
Gross. Okay.
Mr. Ferguson, I believe you have 3 more rounds till you're back with a weapon. The creature that was Embry will lumber in your direction. Next round, he will be close enough to start swinging some fists. Corporal Goetz.
All right. I'm tossing my Webley at the feet of Lemaire. I say, "Use this," and I pull out the Garand. Okay. And I shoot him. And that'll be not percentile dice. That's not what I need right now. That'll be a fail.
Okay. You miss, Lieutenant Popov. Show him how it's done.
I will stand bravely behind Gert as he is the leader. And take a fire. I will not misfire, but I will become very close. Apparently, my positioning myself behind Gert.
Dang it! Where's my backup,
Mr. Franklin?
Okay, how does aiming work? That gives you like a bonus if you spend a round aiming.
Spend a round aiming, you can have a bonus die next round.
Oh, damn. Okay. We suck, Bob. Why didn't we think of that?
Is that only with with one shot, or could I get
No, you can only aim one shot.
Okay, and I will do that. I will hold my fire and aim with a shaking hand.
Okay. And keep in mind you have a bonus die next round.
Excellent.
Okay, next round. Monsieur Delamere.
I look down at my feet. unfortunately, I feel like I do not have my machete with me, which is what I would really like to be using. So I will pick up the gun and back up a few feet as I figure out how it works.
Okay.
It's a 1d10, Edwin.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so you're figuring out...
I'm mostly making sure I have room. Yeah, making sure I have room to use it.
And you have 7 shots left in it.
Okay. Cool.
Mr. Ferguson?
No, I'm sorry. 5 shots. It's a 38.
Okay. You'll be back in 2 rounds.
Okay.
Embry will charge up and throw a fist at someone in the...
Please not me.
You're really in front there.
1, 2, 3. That will actually be... Oh, no, wait a second. Ferguson's not here. So that means 3 is not Goetz. 3 is Popoff.
Oh, yes!
Even after I put myself behind Gert. I mean, I was so specific.
uh,
Let's
apparently
see.
Apparently, Gets can dodge.
I hope so.
What is his fighting here? It is. Oh, okay. He misses.
I'll fight back.
Now you look pretty good.
Fine.
No, I'm not going to fight back.
You can fight back if you would like to, sure.
No. I was going to dodge. If you had asked before you made the roll, it was going to be a dodge. So
I should have, so that's fine. Corporal Goetz.
Are we going to get any help from the main chance?
From the MPs?
As soon as you order them to do something, sure.
I did. I yelled at them for help.
I'm going to fire while I'm running away, leaving Gertz even further in front of me. Oh, that's a hit.
I'm going to shoot it since I'm point blank.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. That wasn't. It's not me. It's Gertz. Yeah, never mind.
It's good. It's Gertz at the moment. Yep.
The bonus die. Damn it. Nope.
Okay.
And start to run away, but probably not get far.
Lieutenant Popov.
All right, now roll for realsies. Oh, still a hit. Running away, shooting, and getting 9 points of damage.
Okay. So you're running away. So you just kind of fire and run away. Don't bother to look to see what happens. You just run away. Okay.
Oh, no interest in watching that.
So Goetz, you're not running away, right? You're standing your ground.
Like a leader?
No, I shot and ran.
Okay, so you ran as well. So, Monsieur Delamere,
can we get a relative size on this thing? Is it like two humans, four humans?
It's like two humans, two and a half, maybe.
Two humans only? Yeah, I stand my ground.
Okay. So Popov clearly hit him, but the bullet just kind of went bump and falls to the ground.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Mr. Franklin.
Okay. Let's see if that bonus die helped. Yes, in fact, that made a hit.
Okay. Roll damage.
But he's got a little gun. For two damage. I'm glad I aimed.
Totally worth it.
Yep, there's just kind of a thump, and the bullet falls to the ground.
And I'm
Corporal Goetz really did make a run for it.
Yeah. Well,
Monsieur Delamere.
So the knife pulled a little blue ooze where it hit, but the bullets are doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean they're certainly not, you know, they're certainly not doing bullet kind of things. The creature reacted to being hit by the bullets.
Okay. Yeah,
but not strongly.
But he's not oozing from it.
Spot hidden roll?
No success. Nope.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Okay. Jim.
Yes, Max?
Can I tell? Since I'm right up next to it?
Yeah, you can make a run. You can spot hidden, too.
No.
Nope, can't tell. So, Delamere.
So he came up and sort of gave apparently kind of a clumsy fist at Popov.
Yep.
And I've seen the guns happening, and they're not doing anything. I am going to... I'm a little guy, and I'm very dexy. I'm going to try to slip past him.
Okay.
And somersault and grab my knife off the floor.
Okay.
Like a dex roll?
Yeah, just
fighting
give me a
brawl.
Dex roll.
They're one.
Yeah, just give me a dex roll.
Okay, that is a normal success.
Yep, no problems. He's kind of slow and lumbering. You can easily slip past him and grab your knife.
Okay.
Mr. Ferguson, I believe you will be back in one round now. Embry will take a swing at, let's see, Popov made a break for it, so that will be Mr. Franklin now.
Oh, nice.
Would you like to dodge or fight back, sir?
We're going to dodge.
Okay.
Oh, 98.
Oh,
no!
Okay, he will hit you with a very large, very heavy sort of swinging fist for 9 points of damage.
Oh, Haymaker coming in. Coming in hot.
Yep. 9?
Yep.
Oh, that's it. Ouch. He's a little guy. He gets smacked against the wall and does not get up.
Oh, no.
How many hit points do you have?
9.
Oh, so you're only at 0.
Oh, you're at 0.
You're fine. Ish.
Yeah, so you're just unconscious.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably something's broken, but, you know, slumped to the floor.
Probably a lot of things are broken. Yeah.
I'm sure your team will evac you.
Yeah, that's top of the list, Jim.
Popoff grabbed me, right?
Popoff already yeah, right. Exactly. The two MPs are still waiting for orders from Goetz. You know, they're wondering.
Jim,
help is not
beginning of the combat.
What do you want to do? What do you want us to do?
Shoot it!
Okay, they will shoot.
God, they are going to get such big demotions after this. You see an officer shooting at a fucking monster, you shoot it! Why do you need orders for that?
It's just a chain of command. You would know that.
Oh my God, a chain of idiocy.
They both miss, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, worst MPs ever. They're so fired.
That was working. Monsieur Delamere, now rearmed with your knife.
All right. Well, I will backstab him.
And behind him, yes. Go right ahead.
Do I get a bonus die on it or anything?
You
or?
May have a bonus die, absolutely.
Cool. All right. Holy smokes, that's not good at all. Because of the bonus die, I don't fumble.
Well, that's good.
Also don't hit.
Yep. Well, you know, you just did that fancy cartwheel, so.
Exactly. I was just trying to, I slipped on the on the sweat on the floor or something, I don't know.
Mr. Ferguson, you arrive with the heavy weapon of your choice. Yes.
So after Mr. Porter was smushed, was there supposed to be some more
people
shooting?
That would have been like two MPs who both missed.
For example, Popoff.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
or Corporal Goetz.
Sorry. Yep. Nope. You're right. Go for it, Corporal Goetz.
Let's just a retcon that. Yeah. Oh, that's a hit. That's a nice solid hit.
Uh-huh. I hit as well.
For a whole 6 points of damage.
The one-upmanship going in the right direction here.
Ooh! 14 damage.
Okay.
Nice!
Wow.
Not that it actually matters very much.
When he wakes up.
I'll be honest.
Oh, man.
Franklin's definitely going to get a bigger gun.
Right.
So wait, but can I tell that shot doesn't really do anything?
You can tell that it's not penetrating him.
Oh, great.
You know, it's
okay. So I shoot him. I see that and I start running away back towards where Popov's running.
Okay, so Popov, you shot as well. You turned from your fleeing and took a shot.
I shot for 6 points that probably just sort of oozed into him and did nothing at all. And at this point, my goal is to outrace Goetz.
Yep, okay.
Okay, and to be fair, Steve, I would totally, grab your character, but I have a strength of 5, so that's not going to happen.
Mr. Franklin is unconscious, and the two MPs missed, so back to the top, Monsieur Delamere, that would have been your missed stab. So, Mr. Ferguson, you arrive with a heavy rifle of some
Tommy kind. Gum. I arrive with my Tommy Gum, the Thompson.
Fair enough.
All right. All right, Tommy. Let's take care of this. Oh, what? It's a monster.
Hit him with everything. The bullets aren't doing anything. Unload on him.
All right. So let me take the... So I got 5 bullets, but let me roll the... Let me see if I hit him. Oh, yes. That's a success.
Okay.
So I got 55, and according to rules, that means 5 bullets, right? But yep. I need to take a penalty die for each bullet. Is that how it goes, or no? I don't recall.
No, just roll them all.
Okay.
Close quarters. So, anyway, so.
All right.
Jim's like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's not gonna
exactly. They don't do anything. It's not gonna materially affect
anything. No, right, just roll damage on all of them. Yeah.
Let me see. I've got
the biggest numbers you can think of.
I got 4 bullets here. Let's see. So 36 points of damage.
Nice. Okay. Yep. Bullets are just dropping off this guy left and right. He will take another wild swing.
Not that I would be able to see, but are they bouncing off, or are they just like squishing and not doing anything?
They're not bouncing off, right? It's not, you know, not, they're not like ricocheting off, like if you were shooting into, you know, plate steel or something.
Superman, yeah.
They're just kind of zip, you know, just kind of blop and then falling down.
Okay.
Wow.
So let's see. That will be, apparently, that will be a turn to punch Monsieur de la Mer.
All right, I will fight back with my knife.
Okay.
I get a normal success.
I am afraid that he has a hard success.
All right, then.
6 points of damage.
Well, let's do the con roll thing. Unfortunately, that is a success. I'm still up.
Okay. Corporal Goetz. Max?
Muted something? Don't know.
Oh, sorry. I thought I unmuted. I am going to run... Where is the armory in relation to us? How far away?
Apparently it's 4 combat rounds away.
Well, I'm going
to
start...
To get there, to get a weapon, and to get back.
Yeah, I'm going to start there. I'm going to start there. And I am going to go for the flamethrower, if they have one on board. If not, grenades.
Okay.
Oh, excellent.
Let's see, so... We're here next to you. Lieutenant Popoff.
How close are our cabins?
Farther than that. It would probably okay. take you a good 15, 20 minutes.
I will begin to taunt him.
Okay.
And try to sort of get him in his rage state to not take another swing at Mr. De la Mer, but sort of try to get him to come after me.
Okay.
I enjoyed punching you in the face. I wish we could do it again and again.
We'll see how that works. Mr. Franklin is down. The other two MPs will take shots. One of them will hit right in the forehead. The other one will also hit very nicely. The creature definitely looks staggered. Right, and, you know, not that any one of your shots are really doing a whole lot, but you've emptied a lot of lead into him at this point, you know. So you can see that, you know, where he's been. You know, there's enough now that you can see where he's been hit. You know, he is leaking blue slime.
Mm-hmm.
So each shot is not doing nearly the damage that you would expect. I mean, obviously, Mr. Ferguson should have cut him in half. But, you know, the cumulative effect of all these bullets hitting him is certainly doing something. Monsieur de la Mer.
So does he seem like he's
So he's sort of getting spun around a little bit because he's getting shot from all sides.
Yep.
That really hurt. I think...
Stay down.
Oh, I'm not down. That's the problem.
Go down.
But yeah, no, I think I will do a fighting withdrawal. I think if the bullets seem to be working and he seems to be getting spun around, I will try to back away out of this brawl here.
Okay, fair enough.
Get behind the MPs.
Mr. Ferguson.
Well, I'm going to cover for the others to retreat. Retreat! Retreat! And I'm going to shoot again.
Okay. We should have thought of this before, but Monsieur Delamere is on the opposite side of the creature. So if you miss him, if you miss the creature, there's a reasonable chance of hitting Monsieur Delamere.
Are the MPs also on that side? I sort of pictured that they were also on that far side with me now, or that I'm with them now. But maybe not.
No, we can say they're on your side too. Sure, why not? Okay, so there's only a 1 in 3 chance of hitting Monsieur Delamere if you miss the creature.
Right. And I still might get a luck roll or something. Who knows?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to throw again, hit him with the machine gun. Unfortunately, that is not a pass.
Okay. How about a luck roll there, Monsieur Delamere?
That's a success.
Okay. The two MPs get a pretty good successes too. So bullets go careening around the hallway, but then
watch it there. Watch it, Ferguson.
The creature falls to the ground.
Whoa. Well, maybe he's just
and starts to shake and bloat. And you can all make another sand roll.
Except for me, for another 3 rounds.
And Franklin. That's a failure.
For the unforeseeable future. Super bad for you the longer you're passed out.
Oh, yeah.
Fail.
Pass.
Failed.
Okay, so for the success is 0. And the failure is another D3.
One point.
Okay. As the creature that was, that you knew as Embry, kind of bloats into his body, kind of shakes and bloats, and the skin splits open, and blue slime is, kind of spraying around the hallway, and tentacles, pseudopod looking things are sprouting from the body, and a moment later this completely inhuman, somewhat blobular tentacle blue slimy thing rises up.
Wow.
Okay. Now I'm running.
Corporal Goetz will be back in 3 rounds now. Lieutenant Popov.
Oh. Got it on its heels now.
I fire again, of course. Hold on a minute. That's success.
Okay.
Oh, for a mere 3 points of damage, though.
Okay. So the bullets kind of... They're not really doing the same thing that they were doing before. As you shoot him, you can see the bullets just kind of blob into the slime and are just kind of absorbed. Mr. Franklin, you are down. The two MPs will shoot. One will miss badly. The other will miss badly. They should actually make some sand rolls too. No, they're fine. Monsieur Delamere.
Where is on which side is Franklin? Did the creature go past him after knocking him unconscious?
The creature is still kind of standing over him.
Okay.
Or close enough to be considered standing over him.
I would like to look for a fire extinguisher.
Okay. Easy enough to find on a ship. You can probably have one next round.
Cool. I will get one that is further away from the creature as opposed to closer to the creature.
Sure. Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah, I'm going to rush everyone out of the corridor. Out of here! Kind of retreat and shoot at the same time, you know?
Okay.
Stepping away and you know, another... Sorry, Delamere. Let's see what happens.
No, I'm out of there. I'm out of there. It's okay.
Okay, so just real quick. So, Ferguson, you are telling everyone to run. So the two MPs are going to turn and run. That comes up.
Yeah, we're not doing anything here, so saving lives.
Okay.
And
which lives?
The valuable PCs that we're gonna use next session. All right, so.
Sounding more and more like a MP will attach himself to you guys.
That was a failure.
Okay. Corporal Guts, you'll be back in two rounds. So, let's see. So, Popov, you turned and made a break for it, right?
No, I fired last round.
Okay, you fired last round. Okay. So the creature, faster than almost you can blink, a tentacle pseudopod punchy fist thing flings out all the way down the corridor at you. What would you like to do?
I'm going to dodge that sucker.
Go right ahead.
That is a regular success.
Okay. You dodge successfully. Mr. Franklin is down. The two MPs will turn and run.
So, but do I have a chance on my turn to try to convince them not to do that?
You can say, belay that order, shoot. Yeah.
Well, I've got command. I can. Yeah. I'd even be willing to roll on that. Let's see if I rolled a 0-4.
Yeah. So if you want them to do something else, you can.
I will tell them, turn and fight, you cowards. Kill that thing.
Okay.
He's Russian. I'll shoot you before you leave.
Well, the Russians don't have a whole. Their whole strategy is move forward. There's no turnaround.
Right. No back. Yeah.
So.
Yep. Okay. So the MPs will not turn and run. They will shoot. One of them will hit. Okay. Top of the round. The creature will again get a chance to flash out a pseudopod, this time at Mr. Popoff again. What would you like to do, sir?
I'd like to dodge again. This is getting dangerous. Oh, no. No, it did not dodge. Did he hit?
He did, I am afraid.
I am afraider.
And let's see. In this form, he does an awful lot of damage. Ooh, and he actually has more than one attack. Ooh, that'll be fun. So his damage is actually... Oh, but he rolled poorly, so it's only 9 points of damage.
Only 9. Lucky you.
9 is enough.
Well, no, I'm still alive. I'm Russian, but let's see if I'm a conscious. I'm conscious, too.
Okay. At the same time, another pseudopod snakes out and wraps itself around Mr. Franklin. And a large kind of toothy maw opens up in this blobular thing.
Oh, no.
I think we can see what's going to happen soon.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm not there.
And another pseudopod fires out down the corridor at Monsieur de la Mer.
Three.
Oh, I'm sure. What about the MPs?
You're right. Nope, at one of the MPs.
Yes.
And it will miss the MP.
What about the first round there? Anyway.
So, Monsieur de la Mer.
So, yeah, I feel like I come back around the corner with a fire extinguisher, see that the shit is really hitting the fan, and I just want to fill up the corridor with whatever hopefully blinding chemical is in there. And I'm not approaching. I'm just want to, yeah, I'm just obscuring.
Well, so here's the interesting thing. As far as I know, fire extinguishers on naval ships at this period were pretty much just water.
Oh.
Did they actually have? I'm not sure they actually had.
Like 3 gallons of water, like pressurized water?
Yeah. I'm not sure they actually had any sort of chemical foam.
Probably not.
You're probably right. Have you ever seen the Three Stooges when they shoot the seltzer water at each other?
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to throw the fire extinguisher at him and run.
Okay. You can do that.
Nope, it just clatters down the hallway.
That's fine.
And then I'm running.
Mr. Ferguson.
Such a difficult situation.
Actually, the chemical foam extinguisher was invented in 1904.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. So, let's go back to Monsieur de la Mer.
Foam.
Right.
It's a foam, it is.
So, I'm
still not certain it's going to,
do anything.
Fog up the corridor like you're expecting it to. But like,
yeah, no, it may not. But I'm happy to do that and run, especially if it doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah. Okay, so, Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah, so, thinking on the same lines, I'm going to look around since wolves are not doing anything and look for an axe.
Okay.
Usually go along with the fire extinguisher.
You can. I'll give you a fire axe. You can have a fire axe next round.
Okay. That's what I'm going to try to grab this time as I retreat him. Yeah.
Corporal Gutt,
because,
you will be back next round. Sorry, Randall.
Well, lucky you.
Can I clarify whether I will have a flamethrower, grenades, or both? I would prefer the flamethrower over
you
grenades.
Then you can have a flamethrower.
Okay, perfect.
You are welcome to a flamethrower.
I feel bad for anyone that's within range of that because I don't have any skill.
Lieutenant Popoff?
I've got nothing left but to keep firing, so I will keep firing. That's another hit.
Okay. Would you like to roll damage?
I would. In fact, I'd like to have 8 points of damage.
Okay. Mr. Franklin is being sucked into the creature's maw. The two MPs will continue shooting. One of them will miss. The other will hit. Okay. The creature will pull Mr. Franklin into its maw and chow down on him.
Oh!
That will be...
the end of Steve's character?
Yes.
Luckily, sanity shattering for his friends.
Luckily, I feel like eating a psychologist is bound to make the creature a little nutty.
All those occult symbols on him?
That will be 6 points of damage.
Luckily, no one sees it because the hallway is filled with foam.
Exactly.
Another pseudopod will flash out. Let's go for one of the MPs and miss. And the third one will go for the other MP and hit. That MP goes down. Monsieur Delamere.
Yeah. Maybe I see Gortz coming. Gortz! It's quick! He's turned into a beast.
What do you think I am doing with the flamethrower?
Yes, hurry. And I will get out of the way of him, the tentacles, and anything else, and maybe I'll start yelling for more MPs.
Okay.
I really like the hysterical German voice on the way back.
What do you think I'm doing?
Mr. Ferguson.
So I got the axe now, right?
Yep.
And I see poor Lieutenant Poo-Poo all tangled with a creature with a tentacle. So I'm going to try to cut the tentacle.
That was actually Mr. Franklin who was just bitten. And a large chunk of flesh bitten out. Clearly dead.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So I will try to... Jesus, let's see. Yeah, cut one of the tentacles. That is, you know.
Sure.
Hold on. 46. Let's see. I got a skill of close combat of 50. Okay. Can I use that one?
Sure.
Yeah. So it's a pass.
Okay. Roll some damage.
What, D6 or D10?
Fire axe. Yeah, let's call it a D8.
D8. 3 points.
Okay. So I don't know if you've ever tried to, you know, like use an axe or a big heavy knife on something particularly slimy and slippery and goopy. But it's really hard.
All the time.
Yeah, and it's you can't really cut anything like that. And you know, sure enough, you swing it, you kind of connect, but the axe just kind of... You know, the goopy, slimy tentacle just kind of flops out of the way of the axe, you know, kind of drags along the blade. Not really, nothing happens.
Okay, so we'll jump out of the danger again.
Corporal Goetz arrives with a flamethrower.
Woo-hoo! You have to use the pick end of it next time.
But the foam makes it useless.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yep. All right, so what do I need to roll here, Jim?
First, you need to make a sand roll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 27 is a success.
Okay, so no more additional sand loss. Second, you might need to make an idea roll, given that Mr. Ferguson is standing right next to the thing, having swung an axe at it. Mr. Franklin, you are pretty sure you don't have to worry about. He's very clearly well dead.
Won't have to worry about anything ever again.
I got a 54 idea roll. That's a success.
Okay. So you're going to open up on it with the flamethrower?
Well, I mean, if he's right in front of the line of fire, I'm going to run up like next to him and fire in front of him.
Okay.
So I'm right up next to it, and I'll just... torch it.
Go right ahead.
Hot one!
Whoa! Nice.
Anyone remember what out said the damage of a flamethrower was?
All of it. It was all the damage. 4D... Yeah, I don't remember.
Alright, so shotgun damage, 46.
I guess we're going to find out if this wooden concrete stuff burns.
Exactly, the ice. Yeah, the ice.
6, 4, 2, 2. 14.
Okay. The creature thrashes in clearly some amount of pain. The flamethrower, it doesn't like the fire.
Good.
Finally.
Lieutenant Popov.
Take it! Take it!
But they're both right next to this thing right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to take a moment and aim so that I don't accidentally poke a hole in the one I like.
Okay. which one is that? I'm just curious.
I was about to say, Will.
Okay,
I'm actually right. The one I like is dead, so I don't know.
Oh, Steve.
Okay, so Mr. Lieutenant Popov is aiming. Mr. Franklin is dead. One of the MPs is dead. The other MP will continue doing as he was ordered, take a shot, which will hit and obviously do nothing. The creature kind of staggers back from the flame. It obviously didn't like that. The tentacles, pseudopod things, start flapping wildly, and the body of the creature starts expanding again.
Okay, Jim, question?
Yeah?
Wouldn't it have done actually double that damage because it was an impale? Oh, wait, it's not an impaling weapon.
Not an impaling weapon.
And it falls to the... it falls to the ground.
Whoa.
Here we go again.
And looks like it collapses in on itself.
Oh.
And very quickly just leaves this kind of bubbling blue sludge.
And pieces of porter.
On the floor. yes, just kind of flowing around. Mr. Franklin.
And the half
Mr. Franklin.
And the half eaten Franklin. Yeah.
2d6 plus burn.
Yeah, well, that thing was a flash in the pan.
Nice.
Dear God, man. Porter is dead.
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
You can all make another sand. You can all make another sand roll.
We can do it to bring him back now. Success.
Poor Franklin. Maybe you could just sew the pieces together. Failure.
1 point for the success, a D3 for the failure. And I think that's a good place to call it. For
ooh. 3 points. Wow.
Oh my god, so good.
Having successfully dealt with the savage.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was roughneck, Jim.
Well, I've got plenty of time to come up with a new character anyway.
yep, as has been pointed out, there are many, many people on the ship, so pretty much whatever you want to do is...
Sounds good.
And there is the War Council and the advisors, so if you want to do another, a cult civilian advisor, even that's cool as well. Whatever you want.
Yeah, he never really got to use his specialty. Did he?
So cool. Well, whose fault is that?
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, super fun. This is good.
Oh, I liked it. I guess we need to read more about the Knack Wolf. I'm pretty sure the group of the great Agent Chance has a lot of information about that group.
Oh my god. He's not that chance yet.
No, we are in the future now.
That's right,
yeah.
He's already dead.
That already happened. In our reality. I wonder what happened to that alternate reality.
He gets those strange, strange dreams sometimes.
The one where the Chthonian did not devour the Earth.
Well, that would be this reality. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Finding out, things just keep getting worse.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That was good.
That was fun. So yeah. Is the plan, is, are we expecting, so the next scheduled session would be on the evening of January 1st. Are we all good for that?
Yeah, New Year's Day Eve.
Yeah.
Just New Year's Day.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, hangovers should be over by then.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it, but I have plenty of time to, I've got some company in, but plenty of time to figure out whether I can or not.
Okay.
Cool. All right. I'm in.
Cool.
Yeah, should be good.
Sounds great.
Have a good couple of weeks. Have good holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays, everyone.
Given that we're taking the next two Sundays off, I guess that's the next time we'll talk.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So, happy holidays. Take care, everyone.
All right.
Yep. Same to you guys. Right.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.